Instead of answering, Han caught Leia's eye, then tipped his head ever so slightly toward their table mate. She nodded and turned toward Cake. After 40 years together, he knew she would understand what he was thinking. But something felt wrong with Cake's story.
"We appreciate your concern, Captain Cake."
Leia's tone was warm but commanding, a sure sign that she was using the Force to encourage Cake to answer honestly.
"But I still don't understand why Lando isn't here himself. When he asked us to look into the pirate problem in the Rift, he was quite insistent that he would meet us here at the Red Ronto personally."
Cake shrugged. "I'm sorry, but he didn't explain the change of plans. His message only said to meet you here and make sure you reach Sarnas."
Continuing to watch the door with one eye, he paused, then spoke in a confidential tone.
"But I don't blame you for hesitating. This trip could be very risky, especially for someone your age."
"Our age?"
Han bristled.
"You think we're old or something?"
Cake finally looked away from the door.
No, he replied. "It's just that, well, you do need pretty quick reflexes in the Chulun Rift."
"It's called experience, kid,"
Han said.
"Someday you might have some yourself, if you live that long."
"No offense," Keg said, raising his hands. "I'm just worried about you heading in there alone."
"Don't let a few wrinkles fool you, Captain Keg,"
Leia said.
"We can take care of ourselves."
Keg shook his head almost desperately. "You wouldn't say that if you'd ever been inside the Rift," he said. "It isn't the kind of place you should go without a guide on your first visit."
"The plasma in there kills S-thread transmissions, so holonet transceivers are worthless, and even emergency transmitters aren't much good."
"What about the Rift Mesh?"
Han asked.
"All that communications hardware and you're telling me it doesn't work?"
"The mesh works, but it's slow. It can take an hour for a beacon to relay a signal."
Keg tapped the holopad controls again, and a multitude of tiny white points appeared in the holochart.
"And it's not unusual for a message to pass through 1,000 beacons before being picked up. Trust me, there's no lonelier place in the galaxy to be stranded."
"It's a wonder any rock grabbers go in there at all,"
Han replied.
"I can't imagine a worse place to be dragging around 500 million tons of ore."
"It's worth it."
Ignoring Han's sarcasm, or possibly missing it altogether, Keg flashed a square-toothed grin.
"The tumblers in the Rift are fantastic, my friend. There are more than anyone can count, and most are heavy and pretty."
By tumblers, Keg meant asteroids, Han knew. Heavy and pretty was slang for high content of precious metals. According to Lando, the Chulun Rift contained the largest and most bountiful asteroid field anywhere, with more capture-worthy tumblers than any other place in the galaxy. Unfortunately, its roiling clouds of plasma and a sudden infestation of pirates meant it was probably also the most dangerous.
"Which is why the pirates are hitting asteroid tugs instead of ingot convoys," Leia surmised. "The convoys have combat escorts, but the tugs are hauling all that valuable ore around alone, with no one to call for help."
Cake nodded eagerly. "It's terribly dangerous. You can send a message and go gray waiting for an answer."
He winced almost immediately, then said,
No offense, of course."
"None taken,"
Leia said a bit stiffly.
"But with all those asteroid tugs running around, I can't imagine the pirates coming after a small vessel like the Falcon."
Not seeming to notice how he was being tested, Keg shrugged and leaned forward.
"Who knows?" he asked. "Even if the pirates aren't interested in the Falcon, there are many other dangers."
"And let me guess,"
Han said.
"You're willing to make sure we have a safe trip for the right price?"
"I could be persuaded to serve as your guide, yes," Keg said. "As I said, any friend of Lando Calrissian's is a friend of mine."
"How very kind of you."
Leia flashed a tight smile, and again Han knew what she was thinking. No trick was too low for a pirate gang, and one of their favorites was to slip a saboteur aboard the target vessel.
But you still haven't explained why Lando didn't meet us here himself.
Your guess is as good as mine, Keg said. As I mentioned, he didn't give a reason.